Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a cat that has been around many jazz roads and certainly cannot be pigeonholed, that was the great saxophonist Bob Shepard with the tune Run Amok off his 2019 CD called The Fine Line. So for over four decades, the multi-instrumentalist has played on countless sessions with an outstanding crop of A-list cats, like Chick Corea, Freddie Hubbard, Michael and Randy Brecker, Mike Stern, Herbie Hancock, Kirk Elling, Diane Reeves, and so many others. Man, he's gotten around. Over the years, he has recorded and toured as a leader, contributed to hundreds of movie and TV soundtracks, served as an educator, and so much more. He's been at it since he was a kid. Music entered his life via his amateur saxophone father and was nurtured via a cultural awareness wave in high school that brought him into big band legends like Woody Herman, Buddy Rich, and Stan Kenton for the enrichment of students and his fertile mind at the time. Although he originally wanted to play the drums, by the fifth grade, the sax and woodwinds became his calling. He started playing professionally when he was living in the Philadelphia area, and then when he grew up, he continued to play. And then he attended college, worked various stage shows and even the circus, and soon found gigs accompanying giants of the business, like Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis Jr., The Fifth Dimension, and many others. A steady spot in the orchestra of Chuck Mangione proved vital for his learning. And at the end of the jazz day, Bob always wanted to be good. And we caught up with him here at the show, and he talked about it.
And being a great jazz player was always my highest goal. But I don't know. I just didn't have, like, this vision of becoming the next, Sonny Rollins. I just sort of, like, I just said, well, I get how that happened. It's probably not going to happen for me, so I still got to make a living, so.
But at the end of the proverbial day, Bob has so much more to do, and this album is a testament to that. So please, as he would say and we would say, stay tuned. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is full of veterans and cool cats. From the great Stan Kessler to the likes of Jay McShann, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a jazz drink you will never forget.
Yeah, make mine a double.
That's right. I'll put a little stir stick on top, the saxophone.
Yeah, a little lime and stir stick, and we got something.
I'm not liming here. One cat Bob had some time with was a legendary jazz pianist, composer, and arranger, the great Horace Silver, one of my favorites. And as we get into the tune Camouflage off the 2013 CD, The Jazz Collection, listen to Bob explain.
Just totally in awe of Horace Silver. I grew up with Horace. I thought one of these days maybe I'd get a chance to play with him, and I did. It was a very short time. I was subbing for somebody, but he was very interesting in the fact that he wanted the vocabulary to be very mainstream, very very inside. He didn't want you to go in and out, as we say. And if I played a little outside of the changes, and play more of the red notes, if you will, he didn't like that. He said, no, play more. He would actually tell you what he wanted to hear in your solos. So.
Mm-hmm.
everybody. This is Bob Shepherd here, talking from my studio in Los Angeles. Please listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino as much as you can, as I'm going to start doing it myself.
That was San Antonio, Texas born, and one who spent many years in Kansas City and now living in New Orleans. Percussionist, vibraphonist, bandleader, vocalist, songwriter, and cool cat, Mike Dillon, or also known as Mike D. His contribution to furthering jazz is profound, and he's been all over the map, performing with the likes of Les Claypool's Fancy Band, Ani DiFranco, Galactic, and many New Orleans musicians. I caught him years ago here in Kansas City at a local club with the Malachi Papers, and he was awesome. He's always in a great band, pushing that proverbial envelope forward. From one of Canada's premier jazz drummers and a first-rate composer, arranger, and jazz educator, this is the great Dave Robbins, joined by his sextet with the tune Take Cinco, as we all should around here. This is off the 2019 CD Joan of Arc. Dig it.
is Hirsch McWilliams, saxophonist from Kansas City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Kansas City born and bred sax cat and educator Herschel McWilliams, joined by his trio with their take on Take the A-Train. So he grew up in Kansas City, Kansas, as the son of musicians. His father was a drummer and his mother a pianist, and was introduced to many influences in the music world at a very early age. He started learning piano at 8 and the alto sax by 10, and he's been a fixture here on the Kansas City jazz stages, and we caught up with him to talk about this, his life in jazz, and as he approaches being a Kansas City elder. I actually wrote an article for the Great Jam magazine, which I contribute to, and this is one thing he had to say during our interview.
It's more excitement. I think it's more exciting just to know that you're going to do something that you enjoy, and that really, at the end of the day, I just hope that somebody enjoys it as much as I do. And if they do, I'm ecstatic.
From the great Belgian jazz saxophonist, arranger, and composer, this is Jack Sells. Back in 1947, this is the tune Rosetta as this show goes on. Thank you. From one cool cat on the Hammond organ, this is Milt Hirth way back there in 1938 with the song Popcorn Man.
A lot of great music came out of that period.
Man, are you kidding? I mean,
38, 39, yeah.
Yeah, and even right there with Jack back in 47, these guys were just, that was when jazz music was popular music.
Yeah.
That was the time.
And up and coming.
Yeah.
As an art form.
Absolutely.
It wasn't really, at least in my memory, it wasn't really until the 50s when it was starting to get, for some, innovative, for others, weird.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And for us, delicious.
Delicious.
Speaking of delicious, we're going to put another napkin below that drink as we move on.
Popcorn man, pops them like no one can. Got 5 cents in your hand, give it to the popcorn man. See him here, see him there, see him almost everywhere. At the old country fair, how they love the popcorn man as they pop to the sky. He sings their lullaby. Good for boys and good for men, makes old maids like girls again. Pops them up, he don't stop, pops them up until they drop. Papa, how he can pop, they all love the popcorn man.
Hey everybody, Sheldon Pickering listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Be sure and tune in. Lots of wonderful music and great interviews and great jazz. Thank you.
That was composer, performer, and pianist Sheldon Pickering with his take on This Is Me from the 2018 production, The Greatest Showman. This cat is always striving to convey peace, joy, and inspiration through the music he creates and shares. And he does that all the time. He lives in New Mexico with his wife and four children, and all of them are inspirations to him. And when I asked him what show he would love to go back in time to witness, it's a question I asked all the time. He had a great answer that I've never heard before phrased in this way. He talked about the 1962 classic Watermelon Man, a jazz standard by Herbie Hancock off his debut album, Taken Off. Have a listen to what Sheldon said.
There's a story about Herbie Hancock that he came up with Watermelon Man. Like he was in a park and he just saw this guy selling watermelons. And he just kind of came up with the idea for it. And I think it'd be really cool to see something that was that fresh that someone had come up with. You know, just I mean, it's so cool that he just saw this and came up with this idea for this really cool thing. And to be able to see something, you know, maybe just a few days after that as he performed it with his band, you know, getting together, I think being able to see something that fresh and that newly created would be amazing. I was able to see Herbie a year ago with it. That was incredible.
Thank you. Hi, this is Greg Murphy. You're listening to Bright Idea on Neon Jazz with Joe D'Amico.
That was the great modern-day jazz cat Greg Murphy with his trio, including the great Jeff Chain Watts, with the tune Street Cats off the 2019 CD, Bright Idea, a major contributor to the New York City jazz scene since the 80s, and he reached out to us, and we are so glad he did with this new album, and we caught up with him, and this is what he had to say about this project.
I want him to feel, you know, energized. I want him to feel happy. You know, I want him to feel like they, you know, they can get some ideas from this or something like that. You know, and basically, I want people to feel good. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, but I also want people to think about the history of the music.
Finally, here on the show, hailed as one of the leading young saxophonists in New York, a young lion, Ben Phlox. He's releasing the album Mask of the Muse. It's actually been out for a couple weeks now. And this is the title track off of this album. He's a 10-year veteran on the scene. And in New York City, that should age you like a president. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the proverbial man behind the curtain, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
And it's true. Nobody pays attention to me.
And behind the curtain. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, and we will pay attention to you. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, kids.
Yeah.
Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Love that percussion.
Neon Jazz.